Radio Prague News.
The new gas pipe linking up the Czech Republic to the Russian Nord Stream has been opened. A group of senators have filed a complaint over one part of the presidential amnesty with the Constitutional Court. Václav Havel Library is set to launch a year-long series of movie nights devoted to the first Czech president. A new gas pipe called Gazela, which will connect the Czech Republic to the Russian pipeline Nord Stream, has been officially opened on Monday in the western Bohemian town of Přimda. Prime Minister Petr Nečas and representatives from Russia and Germany took part in the ceremony. The Nord Stream pipeline delivers gas to EU countries without going through Ukrainian territory, which will ensure more secure delivery and less expenditure on transit fees. The 166-kilometer Gazela pipeline was built within 2 years and cost around 10 billion crowns. A cross-party group of senators have asked the Czech Constitutional Court to rule on the validity of the presidential amnesty declared on January 1st that saw over 7,000 prisoners released and halted long-running court cases, several involving massive corruption. The 29 senators want the Constitutional Court to rule out the latter part of Mr. Klaus's amnesty, arguing that it contravenes the rights of plaintiffs and hinders them from enforcing their claims. However, the court's Chief Justice Pavel Rychetský said on Sunday that there was no precedent in the matter and that he was unsure as to whether it had the authority to rule on presidential amnesties. World media sources have taken different approaches to reporting on the first round of the Czech presidential elections, which took place this weekend. The British newspaper The Telegraph described highest-scoring Miloš Zeman as a chain-smoking former communist. The Russian media presented the upcoming second round of elections as a duel between a Russia-friendly and a Russo-skeptic candidate. French and Belgian media noted a positive change to a more pro-European stance that will take place no matter who wins the second round of elections, while the German newspaper Berliner Zeitung wrote on Monday that neither of the candidates who went through to the second round of elections would be as worthy as the Czech Republic's first two presidents, Václav Klaus and Václav Havel. The governors of the Plzeň and Central Bohemian regions have not come to an agreement over what to do with the territory of the military training estate Brdy after the Czech army departs. Plzeň governor Milan Chovanec supports the government's proposal that suggests dividing the territory between the two regions, while the central Bohemian governor Josef Tichák is opposed. Now it is up to the parliament to decide on the matter. At a meeting on Monday, the two governors did agree on all other matters, including security, natural preservation measures, and the development in the area. Another person died over the weekend in the Karlovy Vary region from the H1N1 virus, otherwise known as the swine flu. This is the second victim of the strain of the flu virus in the region this season. 16 people are being treated for swine flu in the region's hospitals, while 8 of them in serious condition. In the whole of the country, 16 people have died so far this season as a result of the flu, and around 100 have been hospitalized. The chief hygiene officer, Vladimir Valenta, has made 1,440 packages of antiviral medicine available to treat serious cases. Authorities said that none of the hospitalized patients have received the flu vaccine. Snow has been falling heavily across most parts of the Czech Republic for most of the day on Monday. Meteorologists have warned that as much as 15 centimeters of snow will fall over the course of the day in some areas. The wintry conditions have complicated traffic on Czech roads, especially in southern Moravia, where over 50 car accidents took place. In the Vysočina region, there were at least 40. Rescue services in the Krkonoše Mountains have raised the hazard level to 3, warning of possible avalanches. The Václav Havel Library will start a year-long project of film marathons on Tuesday. One day a month, a number of Czech and foreign films, as well as television programs about the first Czech president Václav Havel, will be shown at the Galerie Montmartre in Prague. The first screening this Tuesday will be about Mr. Havel's family, and particularly his uncle Miloš Havel, who was one of the founders of the Czech film industry. As for the weather, it will be cloudy and snow will continue in the upcoming days. Daytime temperatures will be between 0 and -3 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.